or a girl's name that starts with an S.
Sarah?
And do you remember what they used to call a barrel maker? Or as a family name, someone's last name. Are you familiar with the name Cooper or Cooper?
Yeah, I had a helper named Cooper.
What would you call a married woman with that last name? Should be
Mrs. Cooper, I guess.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Be Jane?
And a preacher that's not very well trained just sort of preaches here and there, and he's not very good at preaching, you call him a... What about a carpenter that's not very good at building things?
From jackleg?
Uh-huh. What does jackleg mean?
One that can't build anything. He's not very well trained.
Uh-huh. Would you call anything besides a carpenter a jackleg?
Well, anything that's not trained too well.
What about a preacher?
Well, I guess you could.
And the highest rank in the army?
No, you got me there.
You might have a 5-star.
General.
And beneath the general would be a...
Colonel.
And the person in charge of a ship.
Captain.
Did you ever hear the word captain used in other situations?
Oh,
like
really?
Blacks call the man they work for captain?
I've heard kind of a... I don't know what they meant by it. I've heard them call use that.
How would they use it?
Well, you just call him captain. Whatever his name was.
And the person who presides over the court is called a...
Judge?
And a person who goes to school.
Pupil.
Or another name.
Student?
And a woman who works in an office and does the typing.
Secretary?
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
Be an actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is?
Be American, I guess.
And someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you can tell just right off that he's from way out in the country. Call him a...
Country hick?
Huh?
Country hick?
Okay. And say if you're at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's around 11:30 or so. Say, well, we better be getting home. It's
time for lunch.
Or it's what, midnight? It's,
I don't know.
If it's around 11:30 at night, you say it's.
Clyde stays out that late. I don't stay out that late.
You ever say
close to midnight?
Well, nigh midnight or pretty near.
Oh, I never did use that expression.
And say if it was kind of icy outside, you'd say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I like
to feel.
And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere, calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you in
a minute?
Or in just
a few seconds?
Huh? What?
Few seconds.
Okay. And what different names are there for blacks?
Black. I've heard them called coon, nigger.
Mm-hmm. What else? What would they want to be called now?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you ever say Negro or Negro or?
Well, I guess that's what they want to be called.
Huh?
Black Americans.
Or?
They want to be called Mister.
Uh-huh. What would be the name of the race?
The Negro race.
Uh-huh. And our race would be?
The white race?
Uh-huh. Any other names for whites?
What is it? Caucasian?
What would you call a child that's born with one parent white and the other parent black?